The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
And good morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
You know what? I'm so thankful we have people like you in the world so that when people are dragging their heels, you can hold their heels to the fire.
Well, yeah. So that's exactly what we're doing today. Mm. You know, last year, October, I brought us a story of Andrew Guy, whose son Sam was assaulted at his school by another child's parents, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
So what the story? Let me set up the story for you. Andrew was a father of a 13-year-old boy. He got a call from the son's school saying that he needs to come fetch his child because his child's been assaulted. Yeah. He got to the school and found that another parent. Mm. There was a disagreement between his son and a friend and a peer, and they reported them. She then reported the matter to her father, who was waiting in the car. Mm-hmm. The father allegedly came onto the school grounds, grabbed Andrew's child by the neck, dragging him along the ground, punched him in his face several times. That's according to Andrew and the son. And he took his son to the doctor for treatment, then laid a charge of assault at the Malvern police station.
Yeah.
At the time when I called the police, they said that it was an ongoing investigation, but they were prioritizing it. This was October last year. 7 months later, mm-hmm. here's Andrew. Andrew, since we spoke in October last year, what has happened with this case and your son, Sam?
I'm not too sure what the date was of. I think about over a month ago, picked up my child from school, and she apparently saw the father at the school. So I went up to the police, and I informed them that the parents is at the school, and they said they will go the next day to go and see if they can find him at the school when he picks up his kid.
Mm.
So I went there myself the following day. I waited until about 3:15. I did not see the vehicle there. I did not see any police as such from where I was sitting. And nobody has come back to me till date. Nothing has been done to my knowledge as far. I mean, there's no court cases. Nobody told me where the parents been arrested. There's no feedback.
Okay. So, Andrew, in October last year, when we first did the story, the police said that they were going to investigate the matter. What happened?
Nothing to my knowledge, yeah. They haven't come back to me. I went myself to the police station when I heard that the parents was on the school premises, but they have not come back to me. They have not taken a statement from me. It just feels like nothing's been done.
And the reason that it's significant that the parent was on the school property was because the police had told you that he had moved to Johannesburg.
That's correct. That he fled to Joburg, and I thought that he is away from Natal. And then next minute, my younger daughter tells me he is walking on the school property to this child's classroom, his daughter's classroom, to fetch his child. And where I was being told by the school that he's not allowed on the school premises. But now he can walk freely onto the school grounds.
And what was the reaction from the police?
Look, I spoke to the public relations lady at the Malvern Police Station. She was quite accommodating. She helped me quite a bit. She got hold of the investigating officer who contacted me. I told him that the parent was on the school premises the day before, and that's the last I spoke to him. It's been over a month and a bit.
And they have all your contact details?
Yeah, that's correct. Everything should be on the case docket. I left my number with the public relations lady that was over there, and nobody has contacted me back since.
This is the Malvern police station?
Yeah, that's correct.
And the police have all this information at their disposal?
That's correct.
So since this incident happened last year, tell us about Sam. What's his progress been like?
He's doing well. He's chain school, he's going to high school, obviously from junior school to high school, but he seems to be all right.
As a parent, what would you like to see happen here, Andrew?
Well, my view on it, if the police are not going to do anything about it, then I must go and sort it out myself, I would think.
Yeah, but then that could get you into trouble.
Yeah, but obviously the police are not doing their job. I used to be a policeman before, and what they're doing these days is quite inadequate.
So I'm going to follow up with the police and find out exactly what's going on, but at the end of the day, what would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like him to be charged and face justice for what he's done. Apparently, my child is not the only one that's been threatened at the school by the parents. I've got some of Sam's friends that have come to me and said that he's also tried to harass them at school as well.
I'm having difficulty reconciling this. Just imagine for yourself, you arrive at school to pick up your kid, 12, 13 years old, and you see someone else's parent throttling your child and dragging them across the grass. It does beg the question, what do you think you would do in that scenario? In fact, I'd actually like to hear from you, right? So put yourself in this parent's shoes. You arrive at school and your very young teenager is being assaulted by another parent. What do you think you should do? Or what do you think you will do?
Hi, Darren. Mm-hmm. It's Vincent Thomas here. There's not much I can say, Butch, because I couldn't put myself in that man's shoes. But if I had to come into the school grounds to find my daughter being throttled by another parent, they'd be hell to pay. I promise you that. They'll be hell to pay. Thank you.
Totally understand that. There's just an instinct there when you see your child being hurt that you literally know as a parent that you could barely restrain yourself. I get that.
Hi, Darren. Richard here. If I had to catch somebody doing that to my son at school, I think I'd throttle him myself personally and give him one moose of a clap. Who is he to go around assaulting other people's kids? Guys, have a good morning. Chat to you later. Cheers, bye.
I hear you.
Hi, guys. This is Lucanio in Hillcrest again. If I ever come across a parent dragging or assaulting my child at their school, I swear I'll hit that person, because no parent has a right to discipline a child in the school premises. Thanks.
I mean, guys, I think the best thing to do would be to whip out my phone, start videoing, getting some proof of it. But what I probably would do is walk up to that oak and give him one puss clap into next week. Baraka.
I feel sorry if I ever saw a parent doing that to my child. I would beat the living crap out of them.
Apologies for the language there, but I do understand the passion. Absolutely, I don't think there's a single parent who would not instinctively behave in the same way you say.
This is Tia. If that man or anybody was throttling my child, you better give good life insurance, because I will kill him with my bare hands.
So it shows incredible restraint from this parent to actually rather lay a charge, and then you must understand the frustration. It's a year now since the assault happened, and October was when Terrence brought the story to us. So what do the police have to say, Terrence?
So at the time I spoke to Captain Obile Gwala, and she said that they were prioritizing the issue and that they were investigating. I sent her some questions, and this week got this response. A case of assault common is still being investigated by Melvin SAPS. The suspect's whereabouts are unknown, and it is suspected that he has since fled to Gauteng after the incident. He is still being actively sought by the police. The complaints were informed. The complainants were informed of developments with regards to the case by the investigating officer, and they were also requested to contact the investigating officer should they hear anything about the suspect's whereabouts. No one has informed the police that the suspect is back and picking up his child from school. And now that you have informed us that the suspect is back, the investigating officer will follow up on your information. My point is, I don't accept this. Why is the investigating officer not pursuing this more vigorously? They are aware that the case involved a minor child. They said they were going to prioritize it. But here's the coup. So I found the parent who actually perpetrated the assault.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I'm going to be chatting to him next week on the show about the alleged assault.
Is this? Have you arranged this conversation already?
Yep, it is done, and we're going to be talking to you next week. So my point to you is, if I can find the parent, why hasn't the police, with all their resources, why are they giving me a statement that says that his whereabouts are unknown, that he's fled to Gauteng? He's still in Durban. I'm talking to you next week on this very show.
Oh, my word. So we're gonna, is that what we're going to be doing next
and
week?
And that's what we're going to be doing next
All
week.
All right. Thank you for your voice notes. Again, apologies for the language. It's a very, very heated topic. And what a coup. Terrence Pillay, we wait for Good, the Bad and Ugly next week, Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.